Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now, Standard Oil is always advertising. We know that so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says, I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And of money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonades.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Because I just love farming, more banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Some people know how to enjoy life, I suppose. I am one of those. Ask my girl, she knows. Each night we meet in some secluded rendezvous. The things we say and do are really nothing new. I say yes and she says no. I say please, I need it so. She says stop or out you go, but we do it just the same. Then I beg for one more time. Love I claim is not a crime. She protests, she calls me swine, but we do it just the same. All day long while working, I keep dreaming of her charms. Think thinking of the moment when I'll hold her in my arms. We will meet tonight, I know, in the parlor we will go. I'll say yes, and she'll say no, but we'll do it just the same.
He says, babe, sit on my lap, close your eyes and take a nap. I say, no, sir, I'm no sap, but I do it just the same. He says, gosh, I'm in the mood, make me happy as you should. I say, honey, please be good, and we do it just the same. Now I love it so much, I can hardly get enough. When it comes to kissing, I'll tell the world he knows his stuff. Now every night when lights are low, he says, let's, and I say, whoa. He says, yes, and I say, no, but we do it just the same.
We go driving through the park, find a spot that's nice and dark. She says, honey, please don't park, but we do it just the same. I say, fill my heart with cheer, make my worries disappear. She says, not tonight, my dear, but we do it just the same. There's a grand old saying, all good things in life are free. I don't spend a nickel, and I'm as happy as can be. When we marry, we will go on a honeymoon, I know. I'll say yes, and she'll say no, and we'll do it just the same.
I got a plan that'll stop all wars. When you can't agree with your neighbor, you move away. Or with your wife, she either shoots you or moves away from you. Now that's my plan. Move nations away from each other. Take France, Germany. They can't agree. Well, take France and trade places with Japan. Let Japan live there by Germany. And if those two want to fight, well, let them fight. Who cares? We'd run excursions to war like that.
Riding Hood have been so very good and still keeps the wolf from the door. Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybook never tells. They say that she found the wolf in Granny's bed, a great big sunbonnet pulled over his head. But you know, and I know, what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
To hang on to the pipes when you pee?
Clap, 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 clap.
If you do, I think it's about time you saw the doctor.
Highly maneuverable at all altitudes, and he considers it an excellent aircraft for all missions assigned.
I suppose, Captain, you've flown a certain number of missions in North Vietnam. What did you think of the stands used by the North Vietnamese?
Well, those bastards couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a bass fiddle. We faked the shit out of them, and no sweat.
What the captain means is that the surface-to-air missiles around Hanoi pose a serious problem to our air operations, and that the pilots have a healthy respect for them.
I suppose, Captain, that you've flown missions to the south. What kind of ordnance do you use, and what kind of targets do you hit?
Well, I'll tell you, mostly we aim at kicking the shit out of Vietnamese villages. And my favorite ordnance is napalm. Man, that stuff just sucks the air out of their friggin' lungs and makes a son of a bitchin' fire.
What the captain means is that airstrikes in South Vietnam are often against Viet Cong structures, and all operations are always under the positive control of forward air control, or FAC. The ordnance employed is conventional 500 and 750-pound bombs and 20-millimeter cannon fire.
I suppose you spent an hour in Hong Kong. What were your impressions of the Oriental girls?
Yeah, I went to Hong Kong. As far as those Oriental broads, well, I don't care which way the runway runs, east or west, north or south, a piece of ass is a piece of ass.
What the captain means is that he found the delicately featured Oriental girls fascinating, and he was very impressed with their fine manners and thinks their naivete is most charming.
Tell me, Captain, have you flown any missions other than over North and South Vietnam?
You bet your sweet ass I've flown other missions, other than in North and South. We get fragged nearly every day for, over in, those fuckers over there throw everything at you, but the freaking kitchen sink. Even the goddamn kids got slingshots.
What the captain means is that he has occasionally been scheduled to fly missions in the extreme western DMZ, and he has a healthy respect for the flak in that area.
I understand that no one in the 12th Tactical Fighter Wing has got a MiG yet. What seems to be the problem?
Well, you screwhead, if you knew anything about what you're talking about, the problem is MiGs. We get fragged by those peckerheads at 7th for those counters in Mig Valley. You can bet your ass we'd get some of them mothers. Those glory hounds of Yubon get all those frags, while we settle for fighting those mothers of Yubon are sitting on their fat asses killing Migs, and we get stuck with bombing the goddamn cabbage factories.
What the captain means is that each element of the 7th Air Force is responsible for doing their assigned job in the air war. Some units are assigned the job of neutralizing enemy air strength by hunting out Migs, and other elements are assigned bombing missions and interdiction of enemy supply routes.
Of all the targets you've hit in Vietnam, which one is worth the most satisfying?
Oh, shit, it was getting fragged for that friggin' suspected VC vegetable garden. I dropped napalm in the middle of the fucking cabbage, and my wingman splashed it real good with six of those 750-pound mothers and spread the fire all the way to the friggin' beets and carrots.
What the captain means is that the great variety of tactical targets available throughout Vietnam make the F-4C the perfect aircraft to provide flexible response.
What do you consider the most difficult target you've struck in North Vietnam?
The friggin' bridges. I must have dropped 40 tons of bombs on those swaying bamboo mothers, and I ain't hit one of the bastards yet.
What the captain means is that interdicting bridges along enemy supply routes is very important and a quite difficult target. The best way to accomplish this task is to crater the approaches to the bridges.
I noticed in touring the base that you have aluminum matting on the taxiways. Would you care to comment on its effectiveness and usefulness in Vietnam?
You fucking right, I'd like to make a comment. Most of us pilots are well hung, but shit, you don't know what hung is until you get hung up on one of those friggin' bumps on the goddamn stuff.
What the captain means is that the aluminum matting is quite satisfactory as a temporary expedient, but requires some finesse in taxiing and braking the aircraft.
Did you have an opportunity to meet your wife on leave in Honolulu, and did you enjoy the visit with her?
Yeah, I met my wife in Honolulu, but I forgot to check the calendar, so the whole 5 days were friggin' well combat-proof. A completely dry run.
What the captain means is that it was wonderful to get together with his wife and learn firsthand about the family and how things were at home.
Thank you for your time, Captain.
Screw you. Why don't you bastards print the real story instead of all that crap?
What the captain means is that he enjoyed the opportunity to discuss his tour with you.
One final question. Could you reduce your impression of the war into a simple phrase or a statement, Captain?
You bet your ass I can. It's a fucked up war.
If you'd like to join this operation and possibly travel throughout Vietnam entertaining your fellow servicemen, contact Operation Star Search, American Forces Vietnam Network, Saigon, APO 96309.
Once we receive your letter telling us of your special talent, we'll send you instructions on how to arrange for an audition.
Don't forget, Operation Star Search wants you. Right now, Operation. Right now, Operation Star Search, American Forces, Vietnam Network, Saigon, APO 96237-10.
Dial 777 and dictaphone up your ass. I changed my copy to Right Today, Operation Star Search.
Yeah.
Because right now sounds like right now!
That's right. Bigelow 5, get those numbers coming in.
Don't forget,
yes,
the number to call in Saigon is Tiger 3182. Vote for your favorite.
King Solomon was the first Romeo, just as far as I can understand. Why, first he lamped them, and then he vamped them. Why, they tell me that his loving was grand. He had sweeties by the score, and he married 700 or more. It takes a good man to do that. It takes a hell of a good man to do that. King Solomon had 1,000 wives by his side, and history tells us everyone was satisfied. It takes a good man to do that. He had them short, tall, skinny, and fat. He'd get up in the morning and shout, I'm here, and make the whole round without shifting a gear. It takes a good man, a hell of a good man to do that. It takes a good man to do that. It takes a hell of a good man to do that. King Solomon had 1,000 wives by his side, and history tells us everyone was satisfied. It takes a good man to do that. He had them short, tall, skinny, and fat. Now listen, I've got an uncle, and his wife has twins. She's still going, but she's weak on her pins. It takes a good man, a hell of a good man to do that. It takes a hell of a good man to do that. King Solomon had 1,000 wives by his side, and history tells us everyone was satisfied. It takes a good man to do that. He had them short, tall, skinny, and fat. Now listen, I've got a cow. She's fine as any silk. She shakes from side to side and then gives buttermilk. It takes a good bull, an awful good bull to do that.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real
Today we salute you, Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
When conventional wisdom said no one could make a hot dog longer than 6 inches, you dared to dream.
Dared to dream.
You knew the limitations of a regular size hot dog bun, and you ignored them.
Can't stop me now.
You made a 10-inch wiener, and people cheered. But you weren't satisfied. You said, wait, I think I can still give you 2 more inches. And so the footlong was born. So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Hot Dog Hero, because you gave every single one of us our fondest wish, a bigger wiener. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Young America comes alive on Go, Phase 1 and 2, heard weeknights at 2105 on AFVN Saigon.
But for those of us voting absentee, there is a time for action. No, for those of you voting absentee, not us. Slug voting number one, whatever.
I like that one. That was well done. I think we're going to have to send that one all over the net. That was good.
Very good? Temperson savings, number one. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel, and you can't beat it. 10% interest compounded quarterly on your savings. All this... Hi, love. This is Chris Noel, and you can't beat it. 10% interest compounded quarterly on your savings. All this with a Uniform Services Savings Deposit Program. While you're in Vietnam, take advantage of this great savings program. Remember, deposits made to the Uniform Services Savings Deposit Program.
Simultaneously.
We've got to think of a substitute for that word.
At the same time.
We'll do this one last. Do that one last.
Oh, we can skip it. It's not one of these really important spots.
We'll do that one. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instance, did you know that the mosquito that gives you malaria is called the
Anopheles.
Anopheles? Anopheles. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instantly. Oh, I can't believe it. Are you rolling? Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? Well, for instance. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instance, did you know that the mosquito that gives you malaria is called the Anopheles? How many times have you been... Is that right? Anopheles? Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instance, did you know that the mosquito that gives you malaria is called the Anopheles? How many times have you been sitting around with a bunch of guys when one of them suddenly shouts, "Hey, there goes an Anopheles mosquito!" Not very often, huh? Well, they are kind of hard to identify, especially at night. The best solution to the malaria problem is your bloodstream. As you've been taking your malaria pill regularly, the pill gives you resistance. Take it once each week and 8 weeks after you go home. Should I do that one again?
If you'd like.
Good.
Question. How's your VD lately? No, we're not speaking about your vicious dog or your vitamin deficiency. We're talking about a very personal problem. The man to see is the medic. Once you see him, your world will once again be a very happy place.
Loretta's a sweater girl now. Loretta's a better girl now. How does she steal away each fella's heart? She's got two outstanding reasons. She's cute and she's smart. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. Loretta is really a wow. Loretta is in there and how. A shepherd from Denver let out with a peep. The wool looks better on Loretta than it did on the sheep. A mountaineer who climbs just for danger and thrills said he'd rather do his climbing up in them thar hills. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. The fellas all like her too much, so she hollers, look, but don't touch. A guy at the circus who was selling balloons saw Loretta and decided that balloons were for goons. A bookie from Miami who stopped for a chat said that he'd like to grab a daily double like that. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for her sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. Loretta is really a hit, though she stretches a point quite a bit. When she says that she could get much more than her share, but she says her sweater will not stand the wear and the tear. The fellas all whistle when she walks in the breeze. She's got an ice cream cone figure to scoot, if you please. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for her sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. A bombardier threw up his cap and said, put targets like those on my map. The Army Air Corps tried to make a three-point landing, but it was no good, 'cause she insisted on standing. Whenever she passes by, the Navy boys squeal. Then they lie awake at night and wonder, can it be real? She looked pretty in a midi, but did better in a sweater. So Loretta's a sweater girl. It pays to advertise, especially if a girl has got the merchandise. Since Loretta put on a sweater, she's the biggest thing in town.
He can't walk and have spent his last night alone. Drink a while, he's just a dirty old man.
Log on to Mystery Play Internet Radio for the live show, Mystery Play Live, every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time Zone.